like Hillary Clinton, I have spent my whole life fighting for human rights, for women, for workers, for immigrants, for every person that does not have a voice. And with Donald Trump on the ballot, hey, we cannot be quiet. He insults Latinos like as we were second-class citizens, like we're newcomers to this country. Hey, I've got news for Donald Trump, okay? Because we have been here all along. We helped build this country, and we're still continuing to build this country. My great-grandfather, Marshall St. John, he was in the Civil War on the Union side. My father, Juan Fernandez, was a farm worker, an accountant, an assemblyman, a U.S. veteran like Cesar Chavez. And my son continues that tradition because he is running for the U.S. Congress from Bakersfield, California. Now listen to this. 800,000 Latinos turn 18 years old every single year, and their contributions to Social Security and Medicare, they are going to ensure that our seniors have that safety net. So we're not a footnote in American history. We are actually helping write this history, okay? And we're going to take our Latino power, and we're going to use it in November, because our votes are going to increase paychecks. Our votes will get immigration reform. Our votes will secure reproductive rights for women. But we have to be active Democrats, because every Democrat needs to be an activist, okay? We have to use every single minute to have it be an organizing moment. We have to use every single moment to make sure to get the voters ready so that they can vote, so we can educate them, so we can knock on the doors. And hey, we got to make sure everybody gets involved in this election. And please remind everybody, election day is the most important day of our life. Remember this. I have known Hillary Clinton for 25 years, and I have worked with her. And this is why I trust her. During my lifetime, Hillary and the Democratic Party, they have always stood with us, the Latino community, with an experienced and a visionary leader like Hillary. We got to put her in the driver's seat, and with her co-pilot Tim Kaine, you know what? They will drive us on that journey for justice and equality. But you know, she can't do it alone. We have got to be the energy. We have got to be the wheels. And she can't go forward without us. And Donald Trump, you need to get out of the way. And if he doesn't, we need to take him out of the way. So we will show Donald Trump and his Republican friends who's got the power. I'm going to ask you, who's got the power? And I want you to say voting power. What kind of power? Okay, so let's use that voting power in November. Do it. What do we say? Okay, let's all say, si se puede, si se puede, si se puede, si se puede. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.